This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay our cards down, 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 down. So pocket Lexus.
Welcome back. It is hour number two of the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Maggie, who will be back on Monday. Yes, hour number two. Hour number one, we covered everything from all the deadlines for the spring election, which is coming up already here in a few months, as well as talked a little football because the Packers won last night. Talked a little bit about the Badgers as well. Also covered Small Business Saturday, which is tomorrow already on the show. We'll have all of that in the podcast, which will be available after this show. This hour, coming up in a half hour, we're going to talk school referendums in the state of Wisconsin. We'll do that coming up at about 3:30. But right now, boy, it is holiday season, right? Everybody's ready for it. The trees are up. The lights are on. We're ready to go. I'm joined right now by Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. We've got a whole bunch of things to talk about because Wisconsin is an awesome state and there's a lot to do this time of year. I don't care, you know, it's cold and snow for some people, whatever. But for me, this is prime time for me, being a northern Wisconsin native. And there's so much to do in Wisconsin. Logan, first of all, thank you for joining me to talk about something very near and dear to me. And that's stuff to do in Wisconsin.
Well, thanks for having me, Jimmy. I'm excited to be on, and you are exactly right. This is the start of a really exciting season in Wisconsin. You know, whether you're looking for those snow adventures, those are going to be coming up really quickly, but it's also the holiday season, and there's a ton of different activities and events to go check out. So very excited to share some ideas today.
Well, I'm excited to have you. And I want to start, you mentioned the word snow. And this was something that, you know, we've had the release for this already. We get to see the cool map. But the Wisconsin Snow Report, and this is such a great tool for snowmobile enthusiasts like myself who need just kind of a shorthand way to find trail status in whatever county I happen to be in, whether I'm back home up north or I'm home in southwestern Wisconsin. But it includes more than just trail reports. There's a whole lot that goes into the snow report beyond that. Can you tell us a little bit about this tool and even how people can get to it?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, Jimmy. The Wisconsin Snow Report, it is actually one of Travel Wisconsin's most popular resources throughout the entire year. For folks who haven't used it before, it is an interactive map that details the snow conditions for skiing and snowboarding, cross-country skiing, and snowmobiling all across the state. It's really this fantastic resource to learn these sort of detailed information, like how many ski runs are open at a ski hill, whether cross-country trails have lights, you know, where to go snowmobiling across the state. And with winter gearing up, a lot of ski hills, they're making their own snow right now. You're just going to see more and more destinations popping up on this map, you know, where you can discover winter fun. But it's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
Logan, one of the nice things about that, and I speak to this as someone who's worked in news media for a long time, is that you can go right to the snow reports, right? And the source for those reports is right there. It's linked and ready to go. So if you want to maybe find out if there's anything else to know about the trail conditions that aren't just listed on the map, maybe there's something, you know, you got to dive a little deeper, right? And find out a little bit more. All that's right there in one spot.
Yeah, we are so fortunate. We partner with more than 100 volunteer reporters all across the state. And these folks, they're providing that firsthand knowledge. You know, they're out there on the trails experiencing it. They know how well it's groomed, what the snow depth is, and all this critical information that you need to plan that winter getaway. And it's really just this succinct resource to share that sort of knowledge with folks.
Talking to Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin, and you know, just one final thought on the snow report. One of the neat things too, in addition to just having a great visual to all the things that are happening, but as you mentioned, there's more information for people who, you know, might be planning a trip or a getaway or finding ways to get to those things. But I think too, it's a very accessible tool as well. There's a lot of different ways that people can, you know, get that data in just one spot, right? It's not just, you know, a map of pretty colors, but, you know, there's very detailed things that go with it. And as you mentioned, there's ways to dive a little deeper and find out more what's going on in those areas.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, you know, because we like to make improvements and enhancements each season to the snow report to just kind of respond to the way travelers plan. And we recently made some improvements that folks can sort by the best conditions first. So say you're looking for that super fresh powder, you can sort that way. But you can also filter these outdoor destinations by amenities offered. So if you're, you know, just picking up skiing, you can find all the ski hills that offer a ski school and those sorts of amenities. So it's really there to just help that traveler plan that trip.
Talking to Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Well, let's talk about some of the cool things that happen around Wisconsin. And I'll start with this because, again, I'm a Northwestern Wisconsin native, and I have a lot of memories of going to Irvin Park in Chippewa Falls. I actually brought my own kids who, you know, don't get up to the Chippewa Valley as much these days, but brought my own kids to see it, and they were blown away by just how cool it was to, you go through this entire park and there's just lights like every which way you look. It's a good half hour that you're in there and you still don't see everything in one trip. There's a lot of cities across Wisconsin that take a lot of pride in the lights they put together. And in a lot of cases, these are done largely by volunteers and organizations, but it seems like we've got just a wide assortment of ways for people to take in some incredible holiday lights displays across the state.
I would 100% agree. I mean, these are wonderful volunteer-led displays of fantastic pops of color, a ton of big ones to check out. One that has really been delighting folks for three decades is in La Crosse. That is the La Crosse Rotary Lights. And I tell you, this is a trip-worthy destination this holiday season. They have more than 3 million lights that are casting a glow over the entire park. Like, this is, you know, right on the Mississippi River. You can just see these lights reflecting off of it. And it's really cool. You can either walk through the park on foot and kind of go leisurely about it and stroll through the display, or, you know, say you have kids and you want to stay toasty in the car, you can drive through the park. On some select nights, they even run carriage rides through Riverside Park to take in the lights that way. But it's more than just the lights on display. It's fun throughout the entire park. When the weather allows, they have ice rinks, they have these bonfires you can roast s'mores over. They even have Santa and a few of his reindeers you can visit. And the La Crosse Rotary Lights, they go on display starting Friday, November 29th, and it runs through New Year's Eve.
Well, a lot of these displays are popping up post-Thanksgiving, right? So we see a lot of these coming through. You know, you mentioned La Crosse. I know, you know, my part of the state, there's a couple of great displays in southwestern Wisconsin. But I know in some of the larger cities, especially in eastern Wisconsin, I mean, these things, you know, you expect a lot of people to arrive at them, but a lot of these things get going right away here after Thanksgiving, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, in Oshkosh, they have their Celebration of Lights, and that starts this Friday, November 29th. That is a drive-through display at the EAA grounds, and it features hundreds of thousand light bulbs. You know, they have these decorative scenes, animated displays, and so much more. And then up there in northeastern Wisconsin, there is Green Bay's Garden of Lights. So this is a event that takes over the Green Bay Botanical Garden. And it's these fantastical light displays that are depicting animals and nature. There's this one really impressive one that's known as the Caterpillar. It's a tunnel of color to walk under. You know, other displays, they're so stunning. They almost look like these shining pieces of artwork. So the Garden of Lights, that is open on weekends and select weekdays from Friday, November 29th through December 30th. So really, you got a lot of options throughout the state.
And to that point, I mean, it's not just, you know, the larger cities too. We've talked about some of the bigger, you know, places in Wisconsin, but even small towns have their own charm and their own displays in their parks. It's one of the neat experiences about whether you're snowmobiling or driving through the state is that pretty much any town you go through, there's going to be an area you can go to. There'll be a park, or, you know, sometimes it's a school-led thing or a church-led thing, but there's going to be some kind of display to go through. And I don't know if this is specifically Wisconsin charm, but I know that in Wisconsin, there's a lot of places that take in some great displays here.
That's exactly right. I think everyone, you know, knows that street in their community or that house in their community that really goes all out. And they look forward to it every single season. And you see that wherever you travel through the state. I think it's really just a sort of reflection of Wisconsin's spirited and celebratory nature. You know, we like to celebrate the season, whether, you know, it's Christmas or New Year's Eve or Memorial Day. You know, we just want to go all out and show our spirit.
Talking to Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin about all the cool things that the state has to offer. If you're getting out and about and checking out these things, you can find out a lot of information, a lot of different ways to enjoy the state in winter by going to travelwisconsin.com. Let's talk shopping a bit, right? Because now we're post-Thanksgiving, we're thinking holidays, we're thinking how can we get out there and you know and find gifts for people that we care about, find experiences for people to enjoy what Wisconsin has to offer. One of the neat things about the state is that there's a lot of European influence in a lot of communities. I know in this part of the state, of course, people automatically think about New Glarus, for example, which has a lot of Swiss style housing and a lot of cool things. It's more than just a brewery. The downtown area is actually pretty awesome. But there's a lot of European inspired events that happen as well here throughout the holidays, right, Logan?
That's exactly right. In communities of all sizes, you're actually going to find these European style holiday markets that are cropping up. Some have been around for decades, others are new, but it's really embracing kind of sort of the traditions of how the season has been celebrated in Europe and bringing it here to Wisconsin. And like I said, these are in communities of all sizes. So in Sparta, they hold this really popular Kris Kindle market. It's one of the best outdoor Christmas markets in Wisconsin, and they're actually celebrating 10 years of it this year. It's replicating one of those traditional German style markets, and they're full of these local artisans. You know, they're selling handmade gifts at 33 different huts. They've got these authentic German flavors like Glühwein, it's a traditional mulled wine if you had it, or Bavarian pretzel. And that Sparta Kris Kindle Market. It opens Fridays and Saturdays for 4 weeks, beginning November 29th. Definitely a really good one to check out.
Talking to Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Logan, do you have time to stick around for one more quick segment?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Logan Rogge will join us on the other side of the break. So we'll do that right now. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuska, the sports director here at Civic Media. We'll have a whole bunch more for you coming up right after this with Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin.
Come take it to the floor now.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you.